In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program, The Teacher. I'm your host, Muhammad. Please stay with us. Today's story, The Life and Character of Grand Ayatollah Muhammad Ishaq Fayyad. Dear listeners, the eminent religious Shia scholar, jurist, and source of emulation, Grand Ayatollah Muhammad Ishaq Fayyad was born in 1930 in the village Suba, which is one of the villages of the city of Ghazni in central Afghanistan. His father was a simple farmer who used to work in the land of one of the wealthiest men of that region. Nevertheless, his father was very wealthy in terms of spirituality, in that he was very faithful, content, kind, loving, and sympathizing for his family. This faithful farmer had seen the talent and genius of his son Muhammad Ishaq. Therefore, Ayatollah Sheikh Muhammad Ishaq Fayyad's father sends him to a traditional school of the village. Eventually, Ayatollah Ishaq Fayyad decides to study religious sciences and the Quran. So after a few years passed, the young Muhammad Ishaq Fayyad enters a seminary in a place called Hutqul, where there was a seminary managed by Sheikh Qurban Ali Vahidi, who had studied in Najaf Seminary. After studying a while there, his mother passes away. However, he becomes even more intent on continuing his studies despite losing one of his dear ones. As a result, he migrates to Mashhad, Iran, the city of Imam Raza, peace be upon him. Sheikh Muhammad Ishaq Fayyad stays in Mashhad for 1 year in the seminary of Haj Hassan. Eventually, Sheikh Muhammad Ishaq Fayyad travels to Najaf to attend the seminary of Najaf. It was always one of his wishes to study at Najaf, because he had heard about the virtues of Najaf Seminary compared to other seminaries.
العرفان هو الأحكام الإلهية العرفان الحقيقي ومعرفة فقه آل محمد.
The true Irfan or mysticism is the divine law. The true Irfan is the understanding of the jurisprudence of the household of Prophet Muhammad. This is what the true Irfan is. This is why holding fast to the true Irfan means understanding correctly the divine laws and understanding the jurisprudence taught by the household of the Prophet Muhammad. And true taqwa is acting upon this kind of jurisprudence, that which Allah has mentioned in His words, "Verily, the noblest of you in the sight of Allah is he who is most deeply conscious of Him." And it has been explained in the narrations that the true essence of taqwa is commitment to the divine obligations and abstinence from the forbidden acts. That is the true taqwa.
Al-irfan bima'na kashf al-haqa'iq.
Al-irfan in its definition is the revealing of the truths and the removing of the veils from the truth. And the knowledge of the unseen is just an illusion that has no truth to it, and it has no chance of occurrence, and a contradiction to Allah's words. No one knows the unseen except Allah, and He whom He chooses, His Messenger. And therefore this teaching of fake irfan is a danger, especially for the Islamic seminaries and the youth, and it is upon us to be aware and on guard from these issues.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. From the day Sheikh Muhammad Ishaq Fayyad resided in Najaf and entered this seminary, he worked hard to finish the studies and books that he had left unfinished in Mashhad. Some of his teachers were Sheikh Mirza Kazem Tabrizi, Sheikh Akhund Khorasani, Sheikh Mushtaba Lankarani, and others. When Sheikh Fayyad was no more than 20 years old, he attended the Kharij lectures of the great religious marja, Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Abu al-Qasim Khoui, and the lectures were on jurisprudence and principles of jurisprudence. Ayatollah Khoui was his most influential teacher. Ayatollah Ishaq Fayyad attended the Kharij lectures of Ayatollah Khoui for 15 years. He would even accompany Ayatollah Khoui in his trips to different cities. Ayatollah Fayyad officially became a marja, meaning source of emulation, after his teacher Ayatollah Khoui passed away. Ayatollah Sheikh Muhammad Ishaq Fayyad believes that Shiism does not have extremism and that it is based on principles. As a result, more and more people, according to him, are embracing the Shia faith, even in the U.S. He also believes that the Shia must strengthen themselves with knowledge, education, legitimate wealth, and organization, and slowly create a powerful lobby in the world. In his view, being a minority is not the sign of weakness. Dr. Fakhr Rouhani talks about Grand Ayatollah Ishaq Fayyad.
here it must be mentioned that Ayatollah Khoi had many, many students from almost all Shia regions of the world, mainly from Iran, Iraq, Lebanon, Syria, and other countries as well. However, although there have been many transcribers of the contents of the lessons of the late Ayatollah Khoi, it was, as recorded, Ayatollah Muhammad Issakh Fayyaz, whose notes received confirmation of the teacher. Mm-hmm. And in this way, he himself flourished. I mean, he showed his own sagacity and sharp-sightedness. Ayatollah Muhammad Issakh Fayyaz believes in giving the right type of freedom to the Iraqi nation in order to choose the favorite political framework, within the Islamic, context. Because history has taught us that the Iraqi people never agree with blasphemous or non-religious political frameworks. At the same time, since he's originally from Afghanistan, he never lost any opportunity to support the struggle of the Muslim Afghan nation against oppressions, both against the Britishers in the past and then the Russian forces, and now against the American force. And over against the current situation in such countries like Iran, Iraq, or Lebanon, Shias in Afghanistan have witnessed that their rights have been hijacked and usurped by other powers at work in Afghanistan.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Dear listeners, Ayatollah Sheikh Muhammad Issakh Fayyaz is one of the prominent and well-known teachers in Najaf Seminary at the moment. A great number of students attend his lessons and lectures. He began giving Kharij lectures in 1978. Initially, the sessions were held in a small seminary. Afterwards, in 1980, with the opening of Darul Ilm Seminary, his lectures and lessons were held in this place of learning. Later, when this school was destroyed, his lessons were held in the great Indian mosque for a short while. Finally, he began holding his lessons in the seminary of Ayatollah Sayyid Kazim Yazdi, and until this very day, the lessons are held there. Ayatollah Muhammad Issakh Fayyaz has written more than 40 books. Most of them are on subjects of jurisprudence and principles of jurisprudence. Some of them are about social and political issues of Muslim countries. Some of these books are Muhadirat fi Usul al-Fiqh, which is the first published work of Ayatollah Fayyaz, which is in fact the notes he wrote down from the lectures of Ayatollah Khoi. His book of practical Islamic laws, or Risala, is called Minhaj al-Salihin, which is in 3 volumes. And of course, Ayatollah Muhammad Issakh Fayyaz has written many other books on different subjects. May Allah protect Grand Ayatollah Muhammad Issakh Fayyaz and grant him success. Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about Grand Ayatollah Ishaq Fayyad. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.